A wheelchair-bound Russian man has come to the United States to sue an American diplomat in a case that dates back to a 1998 traffic accident in Russia's Far East. At the time, the U.S. Consul General in Vladivostok, Douglas Kent, was driving a Jeep Cherokee that slammed into the car carrying the young Russian. The case never went to trial in Russia because the State Department didn't lift Kent's diplomatic immunity. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Alexander Kashin was a 23-year-old economics student before the accident that changed his life. The 6'4" Russian now sits in his government-issued wheelchair, feeling nothing from his shoulders down. He relies totally on his parents for help.
The apartment is not handicapped accessible. To go outside, my father has to carry me down the stairs. I even have to be helped in and out of the bathtub. Most of the time I just sit, watching TV or looking out the window. I get out only a few times a year.
Police and witnesses in Vladivostok said the U.S. Consul General Douglas Kent was at fault and appeared to be drunk, but a Russian court never established the facts. The State Department never lifted Kent's diplomatic immunity, and Russia dropped the case. Privately, State Department employees describe it as a messy and embarrassing case, saying Kent didn't have car insurance. Department spokesman Richard Boucher will only say the State Department is not involved.
We've left this as a private matter between the parties to be settled in the courts as appropriate. And I don't think we've ever had too much to say on the subject.
The State Department managed to avoid a lawsuit here by arguing Kent was not on official duty that October night 4 years ago. Kashin's attorney, John Gallagher, says if that's the case, Kent shouldn't have been able to exercise diplomatic immunity.
What shocks me in this case is that after the use of diplomatic immunity, that the United States wouldn't make provisions for the medical attention that obviously we were responsible for.
Gallagher says the U.S. is being hypocritical. When a Georgian diplomat, driving drunk, killed a young woman in Washington, D.C. in 1997, the U.S. put tremendous pressure on Georgia to lift the diplomat's immunity. The man was convicted and served 5 years in a U.S. prison. Mark Zaid was a lawyer for the family of the victim in that case. He has since argued that, while still necessary, the concept of diplomatic immunity should be rethought.
Because instances such as drunk driving by diplomats are fairly rare, that increases the need to have some sort of mechanism to allow a remedy for those that have been injured. Those individuals should not be left holding an empty bag because the diplomat is recalled back home to their host country.
In Kent's case, he was moved to various missions and is now stationed in Panama. Alexander Kashin's lawyers tracked him down in Virginia when he was in the Washington area for language training. In an email to NPR, Kent said his lawyers advised him not to comment. His lawyers also declined to be interviewed while the case is pending, but they argued in a Virginia court today that the complaint should be dropped because of improper venue, lack of jurisdiction, and insufficient service of process. The wheelchair-bound plaintiff watched today's proceedings, hoping the judge will hear the case and force Douglas Kent to pay for his therapy.
If a person, even a diplomat, accidentally smashed a store window, he'd pay to have it replaced. So what if he smashed a person's life, totally ruins someone's life? He should do something. But instead, this guy left and probably doesn't even want to think about it now.
Kashin says eventually he wants to go back to school, but now his only goal is to walk, and he's setting his hopes on physical therapy in the U.S., inspired by the progress actor Christopher Reeves has made. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.